And clowns that come to your home, wheels of cheese, wheels of chrome, all with Dex. Say Dex, so take my advice, don't be obtuse. Search with Dex to go chase a goose. Wow, that is.
That was really powerful, Eric. Thank you. Dex, in the book, on the phone, or online at DexKnows.com. Need it? Dex it.
Talk 1260 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, the best place for live, listener interactive real estate news and commentary. Now broadcasting around the nation via SantaFe.com, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hello out there, and welcome to a special roundtable broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty. And as we come to the end of the year, and so many people live in communities that are governed by some type of organization, we thought we would focus on various homeowner and condo association issues that will undoubtedly be important in 2012. Joining me and my producer, Gino Thompson, in the studio today are two professionals who have an enormous amount of experience with these issues. My guest co-host, Mr. Tom Simon of Santa Fe's premier homeowner and multi-tenant management company, Westgate Properties, LLC, as well as Mr. Ron Blessy, broker owner of Homebuyers Mortgage. Happy holidays to both of you guys, and welcome to the show.
Same to you, Ray.
Good to be here.
Yeah.
Before we jump into our discussion, we invite you to go to our website and check out all the companies who provide an array of very useful real estate services. Again, simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. That's allthingsrealestateradio.com, and discover these helpful resources. And on this day in real estate history, December 18th, 1620, think back that far, the British ship Mayflower actually docked at modern-day Plymouth, Massachusetts, and its passengers began their new settlement, which almost a year later led to the celebration of the first Thanksgiving. How about that?
That's amazing. That's a bit of trivia.
Really, there's like crickets in the room.
Wow,
so,
Ray.
So, Gino Thompson, my producer, let's get this exciting show underway by welcoming Mr. Ron Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage for the next chapter of the Homebuyers Mortgage Handbook. As always, Ron, I'm always waiting with anticipation about what you want to talk about.
Well, and I'll try to keep the same level of excitement up following that segue there from Plymouth. We're going to talk this morning about warrantable condominiums. And warrantable condominiums are those that meet Fannie Mae criteria, projects that may be actually approved by Fannie Mae or that meet the various requirements that that Fannie Mae has to approve loans in those projects. So we're going to go over some of them now, and I guess later on we're going to follow up on some additional points. But the first one is that the project, including all the common areas, is fully completed and the common areas are insured. So if it's a project that's still in development and not completed, that's going to be a problem for Fannie Mae, and ultimately it won't be warrantable. If a unit is located in a phased project, and that's fairly common here, if it's a large project, there may be various phases that the developer created in the development of the project. So that phase must be complete and not subject to any future development rights. So if it's a phase that's maybe 95% complete, but there still is the ability for the developer to build, say, five or six more units or another building, something like that, that would make that non-warrantable. The homeowners association has to be turned over by the developer to the unit owners, and a homeowners association has to be set up. So that's an important point as well, because if the developer is still in control of the project, that will be an issue with Fannie Mae. 50% or more of the units have to be owner-occupied, so this would include second homes as well.
Right.
So if there are 50% of primary residents, second homes, the other 50% are investment properties that will meet Fannie Mae criteria. So all of these points that we just discussed will be a part of the condo questionnaire. They'll be answered on the condo questionnaire so that we can verify that, in fact, those issues are as they are supposed to be for Fannie Mae in order to get the loan approved and closed.
Uh-huh. Well, we have a variety, as I said, of homeowner and condominium association issues that we want to discuss today, and we're very lucky to have your counsel on this, Ron, from the standpoint, the very important standpoint of what a mortgage lender requires when someone purchases a condominium, and that condo questionnaire. And we talked about this in the green room as something that's rather critical and, as you said, has to be brought to the front end of the transaction, which a lot of real estate brokers, I don't know if they're totally aware of the importance of having that done early. So with that, I'd like to bring on my guest co-host, Tom Simon, again of Westgate Properties, LLC, the highly regarded multi-tenant and homeowner association management company. Tom, we talked about this in the green room, so I thought maybe we would start the show that as we end this year, there are some general homeowner and condo association issues. Ron spoke to something very specific, and we're going to go into those even more fully later on. But a number of homeowner and condo association issues that people who live in these types of communities should actually be focusing on right now. And I don't know if you want to sort of rattle off
sure.
those issues as they come from your management company standpoint.
I don't know if I'll be rattling, but...
All right, well, you can talk, then.
The big one is budgets and governance. So the budgets have to be completed if your fiscal year is ends December 31st. Most of them are already done, and we've already sent out billing for January 1. Governance, because the boards change quite often at an annual meeting, or at least they two out of five or one out of three change. Most associations try to have staggered terms. And those new board members need to understand what their responsibilities are under the governing documents. So we spend some time with those new boards either in December or in January with training. The insurance is often dealt with as part of this process because the budgeting process requires a better understanding of what expenses to expect in the insurance arena, which is often one of the larger line items in the budget. So we examine that. Sometimes there's a change of policy, and we want to let unit owners know that so that they can look at their own units in order to see if their unit owner policy needs to change.
Mm-hmm.
There's a variety of other things.
I wanted to ask you a question because you talked about December and January being periods of time when you educate new board members about their responsibilities. As with any kind of organization, with new people coming in, they bring a different set of skills that perhaps the previous board members had. They maybe bring different enthusiasm to the job as well. I know with some associations, people have to be hogtied and dragged into becoming board members. So you want to reflect on that a little bit, how in the Santa Fe area your experience, some of the challenges associated with those varying degrees of interest level and talents, I guess.
Sure. What comes to mind when you say that is the risk to the management company, actually, in that new board members agree to be a board member oftentimes because they have a particular issue that concerns them. So while things may have been going very smoothly in 2011 with one or two new board members with a different perspective on things, we find ourselves explaining again why it is we were hired, what it is we do for them, why it costs what it costs, and so forth. And one of the reasons why it costs what it costs is because of the expertise that we bring to the table as managers.
And one of the things that we talked about in the green room and what you're underscoring right now is that you often, Westgate Properties LLC, is often brought in to do a very specific job where with some associations perhaps your authority is much broader. So it's not like one size fits all
sure.
for every different association. And Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage, something we talked about in the green room, and you actually referred to it, is that these condo questionnaires vary significantly often from one association to the other.
They do, actually, from one lender to the other. There isn't a standard format that everyone follows. And it's real important that one person fills these out. We can talk about that later on.
In the remaining couple of minutes we have here before we have to take a break, Tom Simon, this conjures up in my mind, if we could all be legislators for a day, I just want to pause there for a moment. I had a little indigestion thinking about that concept. And this is a guy who worked on Capitol Hill. Thinking about all the challenges. But if we could all be legislators for a day and for the to the benefit of real estate generally, the management from your standpoint, the lender standpoint, and from our practice as real estate brokers, what would be, from your standpoint, and we're talking about a state legislator, what would be some of the changes that you would make in state law that would make things more uniform across the board and make all of our jobs collectively easier?
Well, in the real estate sales arena, there is licensure for real estate brokers. And there's no such thing in the condominium and homeowner association management world. And we managers have a tremendous amount of responsibility. I think there should be mandatory licensure.
Uh-huh. Interesting. And, of course, with Ron Blessy in the mortgage industry, that's changed as well in the last year or so.
It has, and I agree with Tom. I think every aspect of the real estate transaction, everyone involved in it should be licensed, should be educated and licensed. And it's only 2 years that the mortgage industry here in the state has required that. We all had to just renew our licenses here at the end of the year. So I think that's an important aspect of any function in the real estate community.
One thing that Tom, not licensing, but certifications from that standpoint, I've got about a minute and a half here before I have to take a break, so I hope it's enough time. But you have just now been certified with a very special designation. You want to talk about that?
Right. It's called the PCAM. It's the Professional Community Association Manager. There are only 6 in the state of New Mexico. There are 3 in Albuquerque, 4 in Albuquerque, 1 in Rio Rancho, and 1 in Santa Fe. And I'm proud to say that I'm the one in Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
It's the culmination of 130 classroom hours, 7 tests, a case study that involved another 100 hours or so of writing and research. And that's that case study that was just approved. And with that came the approval for the PCAM license.
And with certification at this particular level, the good news is that Tom Simon, being the only one with the PCAM certification, is in fact distinguished as someone who has this knowledge level. The bad news is you can't screw up now, because everybody's going to rely upon you to know the answers to a lot of these management issues.
Correct? There is a code of ethics that comes with that. There's insurance, much like there is in the real estate world,
mm-hmm.
in sales. So, yeah, there's a lot riding on doing the job well.
Well, we can talk about that further later on the show, but Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on all things real estate. When we come back, we're actually going to do an interview with our good friend Mike Plant, who is the co-managing partner of the Canyon Ridge Ranch Conservation Development up in Chama, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking mountain views, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites, ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each home site offers access to recreational options including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking, as well as equestrian facilities. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to discovercanyonridge.com or call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900. And discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home.
Hear that? That's the sound of safety, and the sound of your family's belongings staying where they belong. In times like these, it's important to know how to protect your home, your family, and your valuables. A good strong lock on a solid door and frame can make a huge difference. Most burglars will spend no longer than a minute trying to break in. That's only as long as this radio announcement. Remember to lock your doors and windows. Even the best locks can't protect you unless you use them. Install bright outdoor lighting, If you have an alarm system, use it, and post signs that say your home has an alarm. Trim bushes and trees so your house is clearly visible to your neighbors and your street. If you ever return home to find that someone is broken in, do not enter. Call the police immediately. To learn more on how to keep your home and family safe, visit ncpc.org. That's ncpc.org. Let's all work together to keep our homes safe and sound. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday on 1260 KTRC, right here noon, Mountain Standard Time, as well as on the Internet on SantaFe.com. Before we go back into the program, I want to tell you about the well-regarded institution Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, call CEO Kathy Roberts and her team of professionals at 984-2700. Again, that's 984-2700. I have in my in the studio with me today my guest co-host Tom Simon, the owner of Westgate Properties LLC, the multi-tenant and homeowner association management company, and as always I have Ron Blessy with us here, who is the broker owner of Home Buyers Mortgage. I now would like to welcome Mike Plant, the co-managing partner of the very unique Canyon Ridge Ranch Conservation Development in Chama, New Mexico. Among other notable titles, Mike is also the executive vice president of the Atlanta Braves baseball team, is a former Olympic athlete, and a well-respected international sports executive. Happy holidays, Mike, and welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you, Ray. I'm doing just fine.
Now, Mike, you guys will get a, Tom and Melania get a kick out of this. Mike, I think you live on a plane when you're not with your wife and your kids in Atlanta. He sent me this itinerary. I'm in New York on my way to Boise. I mean, it was just unbelievable. I mean, their pilots don't fly as much as you do.
Yeah, no, it's a long week again. Just baseball, Olympic work all together just before the holiday. So it's okay. You know, it's what I've been accustomed to doing for a good part of my life.
That's the truth. Well, Mike, if someone wanted to take a tour of Canyon Ridge during this time of the year, what would they be seeing up there in that beautiful Chama countryside?
Well, you guys are very familiar with what that snow looks like within the Sunny Mountains. So just a lot of beauty, not only short into the valleys and the canyons, but certainly for up to 100 miles off some of our western ridges. So it's pretty stunning, and there's still a lot of wildlife up there, and we take the snowmobiles up in the high country and just, you know, have a good time with the snow and the elements that are provided for us.
Yeah. Now, you and your business partner, Steve Ziegler, have actually installed some major infrastructure in one of the four tracts of building sites that those lucky 81 homeowners can start constructing right now. Why don't you talk about that infrastructure?
Yeah, you know, we've got 6.5 miles roads throughout the ranch that really those 81 home sites, and all of the heavy road work was all done. But this summer we went ahead and installed all of the what I would call the water distribution. We have a shared weld system, so all the wells in the first 24 lots, which is track one, are in. All the utility has been put underground. The phone system has been put underground. So essentially, those first 24 lots are ready to build on.
And I want to remind everybody that Canyon Ridge is this 6,000-acre development. Again, as Mike has talked about on many occasions, 4,000 of the 6,000 acres has been put in conservation easements. There, as you said, is an abundance of wildlife. For anyone that's interested in fishing and hiking and mountain biking and any equestrian interest, this is the destination. Today, Mike, we're talking with Tom Sine of Westgate Properties and Ron Blessy about a variety of homeowner and condo association issues that are really important for people to think about. And once Canyon Ridge is fully developed and those 81 homeowners are living there, one of the things that you, as you and Steve Ziegler, have to do is pass the baton on to an association to run the operation. And we're going to actually drill down and talk about that a little bit. Have you had, in your own experience, past relationship with homeowner and condo associations?
I do. My wife, actually, in about 6 days, is no longer the president of our association here after 5 years of doing it. And you know, I've learned a lot about it, not just from her, but also we spent a lot of time making sure that our covenants, and they're all online on our website, our design guidelines, just all the building certainly guidelines are all there ahead of time, so that when we do pass that baton, there shouldn't be a lot of work other than monitoring and just having oversight for that association. And you have to do that in today's world, because we have this very, very beautiful, prestigious piece of property, and I think that's what our buyers are going to expect.
Absolutely, and your wife probably might just amend what you said to say that it's not always on autopilot when it comes to running an association. There always are issues that come up. But
absolutely.
But fortunately, in this case, with only 81 homeowners and probably with very similar interests and, in fact, wanting to preserve the beauty that exists there, Tom Simon, listening to Mike Plant as the developer of a community that has yet to assume an association. Any suggestions you want to make to him, since this is your business?
Well, I have a question for you, Mike. With regard to the architectural review process, I assume you have some sort of a system set up for that already?
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. It's in the covenants and also in the design guidelines.
And are you working with an architect to help oversee that process?
We did actually to design those or develop those design guidelines, and then once that process gets up and going, there's a small committee, and that would include an architectural element to it.
Yeah, the most successful homeowners associations that are in the development stage that I've seen have a outside paid architect that does a lot of the heavy lifting, because there's just so many different creative ideas that people come up with that get the committee scratching their heads, and they can often use that outside help.
Yep, good point.
Well, and we're going to get to that point by selling these 81 lots and making sure that architect is earning his keep when it comes to that point. Mike, listen, I want to thank you for being on the show today. Again, I want to wish you happy holidays, and for anyone that's interested in knowing more about Canyon Ridge, please go to our website, DiscoverCanyonRidge.com. Again, that's DiscoverCanyonRidge.com. You can also give me a call at 505-989-8900 for additional information. Are you going to be around Atlanta for the rest of the month, or are you going to be on a plane again?
I have one trip to Denver for the night on Monday, and then I'm home for the rest of the year. Looking forward to it.
All right, very good. Well, thanks so much, Mike Plant, the co-managing partner of Canyon Ridge Ranch Conservation Development. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, have a happy holiday, everyone.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm wondering, before I get about half a minute here, before I have to take a break. No, I have more than that, I guess. A couple of minutes before I have to take a break. Ron Blessy, talking about those 81 homeowners, this is a development that there might be some people that make this full-time residences, but the chances are that most of those 81 people are going to be, this is a second, third home. So from a mortgage lending standpoint, unless they're cash buyers, some of them will be, the special products that for that kind of a development you would recommend people think about?
Well, actually, it's wide open, because Canyon Ridge would be, or is considered, a planned unit development based on the way it's set up. So every homeowner, every deal stands on its own. It's not subject to, as in the case of a condo, what's going on with the other homeowners. So depending on how someone decides to use the property, it can be financed that way, but the financing options are limitless in a planned unit development. The only relevant issues are if there are yearly homeowners dues, we'd have to verify that. And then you'd mentioned, or Mike had mentioned, the shared well. That will show up in the title work, and that would have to be documented for the lender. And there may be a prorated cost per lot for that, which has to be factored into the borrower's debt ratios, that kind of thing. But as far as financing is concerned, that's just a straight-ahead deal.
Right. And Tom Simon, again, any other thoughts relative to Canyon Ridge? This is a new development. Mm-hmm. They will be selling lots. People will have to follow the architectural plans that have been put into the CCNRs. But any other thoughts from a management standpoint that you would recommend people think about?
Well, one follow-up to the discussion that I just had with Mike is that with regard to that architect, most homeowners associations now have a architectural review fee that they charge.
Uh-huh.
And it's anywhere from $5,000 to, I know, one with a $10,000 fee. And that's money that the buyer has to put up in order to pay for the process of the architectural review, which can be very time-consuming.
Yeah, interesting. Well, I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're actually going to have another interview with Camille Montoya, the president of TCNI Roofing, and continue our conversation with Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage, as well as my special guest co-host today, Tom Simon of Westgate Properties. Stay tuned. Hi, it's Ray Post, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard Sundays at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. I can help you find that perfect home. So to schedule a free and confidential meeting, call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
I present to you three of the fiercest subjects ever assembled in the Cage of Doom. First, the brain-wrenching behemoth Algebra 2, weighing in at a mind-boggling 800 pounds. Foreign languages! The multilingual international sensation capable of tossing you clear across the Atlantic. And finally, biology. More ferocious than formaldehyde, she'll dissect you one chromosome at a time. Who among you will step up to their challenge?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Me too.
I'm in.
Sign me up.
Take on the tough classes now. You need them to prepare for college. Find out which classes you need at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
I'm sorry, sir, but it appears as though your credit card has been declined.
Did everyone hear that? This person right here, credit card declined. If we can please have an awkward silence.
Whoa, I'm with a date here. Look, so I'm late on a few payments. I'll make it up next month. Promise.
He promises to pay it all back next month. Can we have an aww?
Putting more on your card than you can afford to spend can lead to even bigger problems, like public humiliation. Don't let your credit put you in a bad place. Go to controlyourcredit.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Treasury and the Ad Council.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master?
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the karate glove. And I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
Chop wood, concrete, trees. It can even chop through these 8 guitars.
Hi-ya! Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
This heavyweight bout is about to begin. What's the champ wearing? Looks like an examination gown. And from the back...
Ooh, that's not pretty.
Champ, what's with the get-up?
I've got to take care of my family, so I'm getting those important medical screens.
The fight is over! Champ, you look pretty healthy out there tonight.
But I'm still getting those tests. For a list of tests you need, go to AHRQ.gov. And remember, real men wear gowns.
Go to AHRQ.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Again, we are heard every Sunday, Mountain Standard Time at noon on 1260 KTRC AM, as well as on the internet on SantaFe.com. And we know people are listening to us on SantaFe.com because they tell us after the show that they liked what they heard. No one's ever said they didn't like what they've heard.
That's good.
But it has a lot to do, I think it has everything to do with the quality of my special guests, two of whom are in the studio with me today. My special co-host, Tom Simon, the owner of Westgate Properties, LLC, the multi-tenant and homeowner association management company, and the famous Ron Blessy, who's on the show every Sunday offering his mortgage counsel. Ron is the broker owner with Home Buyers Mortgage. So we were going to have Camille Montoya. And Camille, if you're listening to the show, we've tried the number you gave to me. Camille is the president of TCNI Roofing, but we can't reach you. We just get a voice message. Gino Thompson said he had there was a young child's voice there as well, so maybe you have a gremlin in your hearing answering. Anyway, I'm sorry we can't get you on the phone today, but I'll rebook you for another day. Camille is actually going to talk about important roofing issues, not what you should be doing, but what you shouldn't be doing to your roof this time of year. So she teased me with that, and I don't know what it was.
Is he pointing at me?
So yeah, anyway, yes, it was going to be counsel directly to you, Mr. Blessy. So with that extra time, let's go back for a moment, Tom, to the special PCAM certification that you've received. You're the only one here in Santa Fe that has the certification. Only six people in all of New Mexico have it. And in order to get this, you had to go through 136 hours of training and testing and the like. Mm-hmm. Talk about that 136-hour period.
Sure. Well, it's broken up into seven classes. There's a initial, what I guess you could call a survey class, which touches on the six other categories, which I'm going to tell you about in just a minute. That first survey class is called an M100, and you actually get a certification after that class with some experience in the industry. But the other six include facilities management, communications, leadership, governance, risk management, and financial management. So these are sort of the six keystones of association management, the things that we need to know in order to counsel boards of directors and manage communities effectively.
Before we go back to letting Mr. Ron Blessy talk a little bit more about condo warranting issues, I want to remind you that Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center is a well-known, sophisticated, and comprehensive acute care hospital serving nearly 300,000 people in north-central New Mexico. The 268-bed hospital uses cutting-edge technology, has a long-standing commitment to recruiting and retaining highly qualified physicians, and offers a variety of medical specialties. With more than 5,500 surgical procedures performed each year, Christus St. Vincent also experiences close to 60,000 annual patient visits. For more information about the wide range of compassionate and high-quality care offered by Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center, please go to their website, which is stvin.org. Again, that's stvin.org. Or you can call them at 505-995-8800. Ron, at the top of the show, you talked, I think, about the first five or six issues associated with a warrantable condominium project. Why don't you continue down the list?
Okay. Well, I would say if you're a homeowner out there that lives in a condominium that is considering refinancing it right now and has been in your mortgage for a number of years, things have changed since you did your last loan. Or if you're a buyer, a potential buyer, these are things to consider. And if you're a realtor who's about to list a property or has a listing on a condo, all these points are critical to the process, and you need to know the answer to these questions. So to continue on, no more than 15% of the homeowners can be 1 month or more delinquent in their dues, and that kind of carries forward to the next issue, which is the HOA budget. As Tom was mentioning, at the end of each year, a budget needs to be tweaked or provided, and any adjustments have to be made for various items. But from a lender's standpoint, the underwriters want to see that there is at least 10% of the annual dues in reserve that the homeowners association carries. So that becomes very relevant. If homeowners are delinquent in their dues, that's going to reduce the amount that's there, hence affecting the warrantability of the project.
And Ron, sorry to interrupt, but you said that 15% or no more than 30 days, right? And I heard 50%.
So no, 50%
just to clarify.
50% is the owner occupancy ratio.
Right.
But it's my New York accent. 15 sounds like 50. 50. 50. Anyway, then the next thing, and Tom's well aware of this one, fidelity bond coverage, that has to be provided, and that's in place mainly because lenders want to know in case there's someone involved, and certainly not from Westgate's perspective, but a homeowners association where someone absconds with the funds, that coverage is in place to cover that.
And how much coverage do they need?
I can't answer that.
Okay.
I don't know exactly how much they want, but it has to be adequate coverage for the various lenders. Each lender has their own requirements. Then hazard insurance. This is another important one. Tom mentioned that at the end of the year, the HOAs will review their coverages to see if anything is different. Policies vary from project to project. I just closed a loan on a project, and this is very, very unusual, but they actually insure the interior of the unit for full replacement costs in the case of a total loss. Most policies will insure up to the airspace,
right,
and then the owner has to insure the interior, get what's called HO6 coverage. So each policy is different, and there's probably a good reason why an HOA would want total coverage, because if one unit in a multi-unit building is destroyed and it affects the other units, and let's say one of those other owners don't have insurance to rebuild the interior, that
right,
could affect it. So that's something I think that.
But
really,
but isn't it, Tom, in most cases where it's the contrary? It's actually the traditional way where most associations do it up to the walls, and then the owner he or she actually has their own policy.
I would say actually that more and more I'm seeing insurance covering. When you say up to the actual walls, they cover the real estate, which includes
right,
the built-in cabinets.
Really?
Yeah, built-in cabinets, wall-to-wall carpeting, you know, everything except what they call betterments. What is
right,
it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Betterments.
There's a term for it.
And how they would enhance the property themselves.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, well, that's becoming more the norm, but it used to be the other way around.
Right. Interesting.
So, you know, that's important from a lender standpoint.
Yeah.
And I brought this up before. There should be one contact person that I go to as the lender to get this condo questionnaire filled out that the appraiser will talk to when they go out to do the appraisal, just to verify that all the things on that questionnaire are true and correct, in particular the occupancy ratios, because 50% have to be owner-occupied, 50%.
And on that contact issue point, having that contact person well-known to you and to the appraiser, because the appraiser will often do their own thing on their own time,
correct,
at their own initiative,
correct,
and unless it's clear to them, like it's Tom Simon, this is the point of contact, they could end up calling a board member,
right,
you know, all sorts of folks that maybe don't have the answer and just make the process more complicated.
Right, and of course, as a lender, when I receive an appraisal, I have to review that appraisal and match it up to the condo questionnaire anyway. If I
right,
see a discrepancy, I'm going to try to find out. I can't talk to the appraiser, but I can go back to the realtor and see if they gave a name of someone else for the appraiser to talk to, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then the CCNRs. A lot of times we see some of these older projects where the CCNRs have not been amended for a number of years, and we don't ask for them from a lender's standpoint, but there may be certain aspects of those CCNRs that affect title. And if something comes up and I do have to provide a section of the CCNRs, if I'm providing something that, you know, dates back to the 1980s and maybe hasn't been amended,
for someone who does not live in a condo or a homeowner association, CCNRs is
I thought he was going to. No, you go ahead, because I thought you were actually going to say it.
I was going to ask you guys because you're the specialist.
Well, it stands for CCNRs.
conditions and restrictions.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So it's the governing document for the condo project that basically lays out all the things that you can and cannot do.
And for someone who is a first-time home buyer in particular, getting a copy of the CCNRs at the time that they're actually working with the broker is important, so that they understand what their responsibilities are in the association.
Yeah, but the documents sometimes are mind-numbing, and
yes,
people don't spend the time to read them, and then after the fact find out what something they can or can't do. And there are requirements in there for insurance and that kind of thing.
So your message on that is, even if they're mind-numbing, please
read them.
Read them, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So, you know, those are some of the many, those are the major points for warrantability of a project. And there are lenders out there that will do non-warrantable condominiums. So, and they're fewer and far between these days, but there are options for that kind of a thing. But if the developer has thought it out very carefully and has had an experience with us over the years, they're going to know what Fannie Mae will allow. And I'll say one final thing. In the entire state of New Mexico right now, there is one approved project by Fannie Mae, officially approved by Fannie Mae. So what we do on other projects is we have this condo questionnaire filled out. As long as it meets Fannie Mae requirements and the lender doesn't have any other overlays or additional requirements that they need, and it fits the mold, we can do standard conventional financing.
Tom Simon, during the pre-show green room conversation, you were asking Ron a number of questions, and it just brought to my mind that the importance of a management company like yours working closely with a lender like Ron Blessy.
Right.
Because these issues are incredibly complex and complicated.
We try to manage that process of the condominium questionnaire, which requires sometimes us contacting the association attorney or contacting an association CPA in order to get the information. And generally, Westgate handles all aspects of the management, including the financial aspects. But there are some communities out there that like to have their a CPA handle that, and then they're the ones that provide the financial end of it. But it's good to call us first so that we can manage that process.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, Gino, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. We're taking a little bit early, and we'll add the time at the end. We're going into our famous Open House of the Week segment, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
Yellow.
Hi, Bars Dick.
Oh, hi, Dick.
Okay, I talked to every advertiser in America and the U.S. territories.
Good.
Even Micronesia and the state of Yap.
Good, Yap.
Everyone's ready to start advertising again.
Great.
They now realize that consumers are ready to spend. I'm talking every single advertiser.
Yeah, except Debbie.
I thought you told me Debbie was in.
No, this is a different Debbie.
What's this Debbie's problem?
Well, she said the agency's new creative doesn't speak to her.
What's the product?
Dog food.
Does she have a dog?
No.
Does she eat dog food?
No.
Then she's not the consumer.
No, but she's really ticked off at their spokes dog.
Oh, or prima donna, huh?
Prima dog. This dog wants his own trailer, masseuse, use of the company jet.
Company jet?
Wait a minute. I know how we can get Debbie on board, Dick.
How, Bars?
Get rid of the dog and get a new spokes creature.
I played a chicken once.
He played a chicken once. He played a chicken one.
It's called advertising, and it works. Your competitors know this. Why don't you? This message brought to you by this station, Adweek Magazine, the Radio Advertising Bureau, and the famous Radio Ranch.
Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and today with my special guest co-host Tom Simon of Westgate Properties and Ron Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage. We've been talking about a variety of homeowner and condo association issues that we think are important for you to know about as we come to the end of the year and get ready for next year. Before we go back into the program, on December 26th, Santa Fe-based Planet Forward LLC will launch a free version of its new Historic Energy Consumption, or HEC, system. This online and easy-to-use service will allow you to analyze your utility costs towards the goal of improving energy efficiency of a building. So if you're interested in learning more about this free evaluation service that begins the end of December, please go to planetforwardllc.com. Again, that's planetforwardllc.com. By the sound of that music, you know that we have reached our Open House of the Week segment that's always brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. Between now and January 30th, Wynn Home Inspection in Santa Fe is running a customer appreciation drawing with the chance to win an iPod Touch or one of 20 $250 gift cards. For more information and to enter the drawing, go to their website, which is winnie.com. Again, that's winnie.com, and good luck to all of you. Today, I have my good friend and
on the radio.
There she is. She's on the line. She's already doing her job as a professional real estate broker. I have Caroline Russell of Sotheby's International Realty, and Caroline is at 837 Rio Vista. Caroline, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Ray?
I'm doing all right, and you obviously already have some buyers who walked in on you there, right?
I certainly do.
And why don't you, and you know the drill better than anybody, why don't you give the listeners your sort of three-minute pitch about this lovely property, okay? Go ahead.
Well, this home is a terrific value. It's conveniently located in Casa Solana. It's a three-bedroom, one- and three-quarter bath home built by Stam. It has the original hardwood floors. It's been improved with a remodeled kitchen, which features oak cabinetry, stainless steel appliances, a jacuzzi tub with updated tiles surrounding the master bath. There's a drip irrigation system in place in the backyard for gardening. In the spacious backyard, if you would so desire, you could grow your own vegetable garden.
Wow.
The upgrades that improve the energy efficiency of this home include Sierra Pacific metal-clad insulated windows. There was added insulation in the roof, which was replaced in 2006, and still has a transferable warranty available to the new buyer. They also put insulation under the house. It's an open floor plan, which allows for ease of entertaining family and friends. A large keeper fireplace graces the living room for those cozy nights by the fire. I'm contemplating building a fire, Ray, but it's kind of warm today, so I'm not sure I'm going to do that, but I brought everything just in case.
Well, you're always setting the mood for all of the open houses that you do, Caroline. That's one of the reasons why you've been so successful. So maybe you ought to open the windows. You know, Richard Nixon used to do this when he was president. He would turn up the air conditioning at the White House and then have a fire lit so he could sit around in a cardigan sweater.
I'm from Houston, Texas, so that's what we used to do when I was growing up, too, for that Christmas spirit. You'd turn on the air conditioning and light the fire.
There you go. So you might want to try that out. So that's not very good for energy efficiency today. So anyway, any other thoughts you want to leave with the listeners about this fabulous property?
Yeah, this seller's very motivated. This home would make an excellent Christmas or Hanukkah gift, whether you're shopping for yourself or your family or your friends. Casa Solana is a wonderful neighborhood developed in the 50s by Alan Stam, well-established with large trees, great neighbors, and amenities that include the neighborhood pool, which is open in the summer months and offers membership to the residents for a very reasonable rate. There's an active neighborhood watch program, an email group that keeps you apprised of all the neighborhood activities and the news. Outstanding location, very convenient to Solana Center, DeVargas Mall, easy access to 84285. And I just encourage everyone to please come see me. I do have New Mexico Lottery scratchers available for the first 20 visitors.
Wow.
So you have a chance to win $1,000.
Oh. I might lose Gino Thompson, Tom Simon, and Ron Blessy before the show is over, because they want to be among the first 20. Two questions for you, Caroline, and then I'll let you go because I know you have visitors there. One is, review for us the price, which is extraordinary. And number two is, how do people find you today for your open house?
The price is $244. You can find me very easily. I have a sign at Camino de las Crucitas off of St. Francis, and I also have a sign at Alamo Drive. So just follow the sign to Rio Vista, which is the first street in Casa Solana if you're coming from 84285 or St. Francis.
Very good. That's Caroline Russell, the associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, my colleague at the company. She's doing an open house at 837 Rio Vista. We encourage everyone to go over there, particularly those first 20 who will get a scratcher if they walk in the door and say something nice to Caroline, like, I want to buy this house. Now, I guess you'll give them away anyway, won't you?
I'll give them away anyway, but I'd be delighted to hear I want to buy this house.
Very good. Anyway, good luck with the open house. You're going to be there from 1 to 3, right? Or 12
I'm here
to 3.
From now until 3 o'clock.
There you go. Caroline Russell, thanks so much. Enjoy yourself, okay? Good luck.
Thank you, Ray, and a happy holidays to everyone.
Very good. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Back to my in-studio guests, Tom Simon of Westgate Properties and Ron Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage. We have been talking about a variety of homeowner and condo association issues that are important this year. Tom, you want to take a shot at maybe what might be on the legislative agenda for 2012 or issues that you think as a professional in the homeowner management company perspective people should be thinking about?
Sure. We were
talking before the show in the green room about what the likelihood is of the HOA Act legislation being revived, as well as the modifications of the Condo Act. I had heard a rumor, and if any listeners want to confirm this one way or another, I'd love to hear from them at Westgate Properties. You can call me at 995-3134. I had heard a rumor that one of the legislators is going to bring the HOA Act back to the table in the legislature in January.
Mm. And you can call Tom Simon, even if you don't have a rumor-related piece of information at Westgate Properties. If that happens, what's the implication of that, Tom, if it in fact passes and is signed by the governor?
Well, it means that there'll be more protections than there currently are for people buying HOA, buying into a homeowners association, such as requirements for disclosure. There'll probably be some sort of an HOA questionnaire that will be required, much like there's currently a condo questionnaire. And the whole purpose of it, of course, is just to educate the buyer so that they know what it is they're getting themselves into.
From the standpoint of a lender, Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage, if this legislation becomes law, is this a good, bad, indifferent kind of thing from your standpoint?
I think anything that protects a consumer is good. But, you know, these things often have other little nuances attached to them that may not be good for the consumer. I mean, for instance, in my business, I can give a buyer, a borrower, a better deal overall if I'm left to do what I do best, mm-hmm. which is to find the best deal for the client. But there's certain restrictions, federal restrictions, that I have to adhere to that don't allow that. So it just depends on how the legislation is written in the end result. Right. But I'm all for anything that protects the consumer. I think that's great.
Any other issues coming up in 2012, Tom Simon from Westgate Properties' perspective, that will be important to consumers, not necessarily legislation?
No.
No, okay.
No, I'm,
well, how about
I'm
football?
Kidding,
right?
How about
no,
clients?
You know, we continue to be in a very difficult economy. Homeowners, some of them don't have a problem, but a lot of them do, paying their dues and remaining current. And I think it's important for them to understand that, you know, just like they pay their mortgage in order to stay in their homes, they need to pay their dues so that insurance can be paid for, so that their sidewalks, their roads can be maintained, so that their stucco and roofing and paint can be maintained. I understand that it's difficult, but it's got to be one of the number one bills that you pay each month, mortgage, then association dues, in order to keep things operating.
Yeah, and unlike paying your mortgage, and both of these things are important to fulfill as your obligation from a financial standpoint, but unlike a mortgage, if you don't pay your homeowner association dues, it impacts the entire community.
It really does. In fact, it could impact your neighbor from being able to pay their, from being able to sell their unit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And Ron Blessy, you've encountered that, I suspect.
Right. I alluded to that earlier, that 15% or more of the homeowners, if they're delinquent 1 month, that's going to affect the sale of anybody else's unit. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's very important.
Mm-hmm. Sort of putting you on the spot here, Tom, mm-hmm. We've had two highly successful remote broadcasts dealing with condo and homeowner association issues that we did this year. Are you contemplating doing one next year?
I am. You and I have talked a little bit about that, and we talked about the possibility of February, mm-hmm. which the only holdup there is that it's February is just hardly even around the corner. It's
yeah.
facing us.
Yeah. Well, and the reason I mention it, and I knew you were seriously thinking about it, is because these were highly attended. They're incredibly
yes.
useful. They're great opportunities for you to meet professionals. Tom always puts together a terrific panel, including legislators who can
sure.
talk about legislation that either was or wasn't passed and what the implications are from a policy standpoint.
I'd like to do it before, you know, basically winter, spring, before we get into the warmer weather, because mm-hmm. once we do, I don't think people feel like going and spending the day in a hotel room.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I want to thank my co-host Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, LLC, for his ever-useful commentary on timely real estate issues. Ron Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage, thank you for bringing great content to today's show, as always. Many thanks to Mike Plant of Canyon Ridge Ranch Conservation Development for providing us with some terrific observations. Gino Thompson, my producer, Kate, Debbie, Mike, and John at Sotheby's International Realty, thank you for giving our loyal listeners another fine show. Lastly, thank you for tuning into the program today, and please join us next Sunday for a special Christmas Day broadcast of the program. Hi to my mother and my sister. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I wish you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.